T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We do have Ian Thompson now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The author of The Soul of Basketball, Ian Thompson, joins us right now. Ian, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
We're doing good. We're on the Russ watch, I guess you could say, down here in Miami. We're waiting for some sort of tweet or some sort of email from the Heat saying that the trade has been made or we're no longer interested. That's where we are right now, Ian. I can't even lie to you. That's been the hot topic all week long. Russell Westbrook to the Heat. Your thoughts when that came about and the storyline might have happened with Russell's coming down here and what might happen if he does get traded down here?
Well, I was probably like a lot of people when I first heard that Paul George was leaving Oklahoma City, the way he was leaving, that it was a surprise to them, to the Thunder. My first thought, like a lot of people, was, well, Russell Westbrook has to go now, too. There's no way that Sam Presti and the Thunder are spending so much money on a team that can't contend. And then where does he go? Most teams couldn't handle him. And the first team, again, like a lot of people I thought of, and the only team I was able to think of that could handle him and would want to would be Miami, all because of Pat Riley. And, you know, in my book, I spent a lot of time talking with Pat Riley about LeBron and the recruitment of LeBron and all that. And it just makes perfect sense to me that he would be interested in Russell Westbrook, whereas other people might feel something like intimidation or dread in trying to coach a guy who's got a reputation for being uncoachable. I think Pat Riley would see potential, unexplored potential, and a chance to connect with a guy that's deserving of respect and, you know, create a relationship of mutual respect where maybe he could steer Russell Westbrook a little bit in the way that he and the Heat helped steer LeBron. The big difference is LeBron was really looking for what Miami could offer, what Pat Riley could offer. Is Russell Westbrook really looking for it? He should be, but is he? Will he be? That's what is going to make it so interesting if he does end up going to Miami. Will the Riley point of view, will the Miami Heat point of view make a difference in Russell Westbrook's career? That is might be the biggest challenge he'll ever face as an executive is trying to steer Russell Westbrook in the right direction.
That's a great breakdown of the emotional almost or career backgrounds of LeBron and Russell. The other part component of that is Jimmy Butler coming is here, him and Russell Westbrook playing together. You have two you know, high maintenance, for lack of a better word, personalities. What type of a team would they be with those two as a centerpiece?
I mean, that's a great question, Dave. And maybe, just maybe, it would help pry the ball out of Westbrook's hands a little bit, having Jimmy Butler there. If he has the respect for Jimmy Butler and recognizes Jimmy Butler is the same kind of personality that he is, and then you can't mess with him. You have to respect him, and you have to let him play if you want to coexist with him, if you want to succeed. And that's always been the big concern with Russell Westbrook, right? Getting the ball out of his hands. For all these years, Oklahoma City has been hoping to move the ball from side to side on the court, from the left side of the court to the right side of the court, back and forth. That's how you break down these collapsing defenses. And they haven't been able to do it. He has not wanted to do it. But maybe if they have a guy like Jimmy Butler there, who was really the de facto point guard for Philadelphia during the playoffs this past season, I mean, he was running the team. And so they're kind of sharing, or maybe it's a 60-40 relationship where Jimmy Butler is running the show 40% of the time and you're playing Russell Westbrook off the ball. That might be a way to help him do something that he hasn't wanted to do before.
Ian, let's go around the NBA a little bit here. Lakers, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Boogie Cousins, the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George. LA's back on the map now when it comes to the NBA. Were you shocked that all that got done with those two teams in the last year or so?
Not by the Lakers, but like everybody else, by the Clippers, and it's entirely my fault that I didn't see it coming on the Clippers. Because all year long, all we heard, right, was the Clippers were going to get Kawhi Leonard. That's where he would want to go. And then I just get caught up in this 24/7 news cycle, and everybody's talking about the Lakers all of a sudden, and you forget all about the Clippers, even though they were the mainstay. They were the ones that were recruiting him all year long, you know, following him to every game, making sure that he knew that they were there, all that kind of stuff. And it's his hometown, and the culture they set up seemed to match his, and they had a well-structured front office, which I can't believe I'm saying about the Clippers, but much better structured than the Lakers. So it shouldn't have been a surprise ultimately. And I guess the real surprise was that, you know, Mr. Silent was the one that went in and broke up the marriage of Paul George in Oklahoma City. I don't think anybody would have seen that coming or even thought of them as a potential pairing. But it's very intriguing now that they're together for sure. And I don't know who to pick to win the championship this year. And that's a first for me. I can't remember the last time the NBA was so wide open as it is now.
Ian, you mentioned in your book, you talked to Pat Riley about recruitment of LeBron and his coming here. And that was a seminal movement in the NBA as now it's accepted. The stars can flip teams and really ruin franchises or make franchises. To me, the Paul George trade, we might look back in a similar way, in that he had 4 years left on his contract and said, I want it out. And Oklahoma City, either because of the package or because they knew the fight coming, agreed to it. Do you think these contracts now are, we're going to look at moving ahead and say, well, they really don't mean that much?
Well, it's just ironic to me that the owners complain about all of this player movement, but it's the owners who created this. They had a deal where players would sign 7-year max deals. In 2000, you know, Grant Hill goes to the Orlando Magic. Tracy McGrady goes there. I think they signed 7-year deals, or that's what you could sign with your own team actually back then. And the owners, with each collective bargaining agreement, they've chipped it down. They have not wanted to have these long-term deals. So what did they do? They created an atmosphere where now the players, instead of thinking of signing with the team, the great players, instead of thinking of signing with the team for long-term, all of a sudden, hey, wait, you're onto something here, owners. We're going to sign 4 years or 2 years or whatever, and we're going to take advantage of this marketplace that you guys have created by shortening the contracts. So for the owners, it's sort of be careful what you wish for. They created this. They're complaining so much about it now. They created it. So, and then the other thing about these contracts and the power of the players. Well, this is the only sport where the great players make a huge difference. In football, the great quarterback Dan Marino doesn't necessarily win the Super Bowl. In baseball, Mike Trout, the best player, doesn't even get his team to the playoffs because the way those sports are structured. But in the NBA, since 1980, all but one of the championships have been won by 16 players. If you didn't have one of those 16 players, you can't win. So if these players are so valuable on the court, then of course they're going to express their power off the court. They're going to express their power financially. So I see all of this as just being very natural in a way.
Ian, real quickly before we let you go, the Nets, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, you would have signed, if you were the GM, Kevin Durant, to that 4-year deal, even though he's coming off that major injury, right?
Oh yeah, and it puts them on the map, and they beat out the Knicks, and they're fighting to be the supreme team in that city. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I think they are the supreme team in that city at this point. Now it stinks to
not
say
much competition.
No, it's James Dolan and the Knicks. Ian, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it. Ian Thompson, author of The Soul of Basketball, joining
thanks,
us Ian. This morning. Thanks, Ian.
Hey, thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.